Begin the current daf Masechet Nedarim daf Chav Beis. Begin on the third line down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, discussing stories that illustrate this halacha of being Pesach either with a Pesach or with a Neder, or with Charat. In other words, there's a way out if someone makes a Neder to undo that, which is called the Taras Chachamim, that the sage finds, he says, either regret, which is a lesser type of an undoing of a Neder. Some opinions hold that you can't do it just with Charat. And then there's a Pesach, which is that you say that had you foreseen that consequence that was manifest from the neder that you're making, would you have made it? And the person says no, then that is mevatel the neder l'mafreya. That thing more continues and says that Barbrante de Rabbi Yannai Saba, the grandson of Rabbi Yannai the elder, Asala Kameh de Rabbi Yannai Saba, came in front of his grandfather Rabbi Yannai, and Amale, he said to him, look, ilo hava yadat, had you known when you took this neder, the paskin pinkasech, they're going to open up your books, in other words, the books of your actions, of your deeds in heaven. And they're going to start seeking through your actions, and the reason is because when a person makes a neder, he's illustrating about himself that he's a pious person, that he's confident that he's not going to stumble in creating more isurim for himself, which is what happens when you take a neder. Because of that, in heaven they say, oh really, he thinks he's such a righteous person? So they open up his books, look through his merits, look through his actions, to see if he actually is like that, because that's what he's trying to say about himself. Had you known that's what's going to happen, would you have made such a neder? Zamlei lois. I said, no one wants more scrutiny from heaven. So he says, I wouldn't have. And therefore, Vishari, he permitted. Again, that's a consequence of making a neder that he didn't foresee. But now that he knows about it, he would not have made it. And therefore, that's a Pesach for the neder that is mevatel the neder. Amar Baba, he says that, my kro, what is the pasuk that illustrates this concept that Rabbi Yannai told to his grandson that that's actually what happens when someone takes a neder, they start looking into his actions? So it's a pasuk in Mishlei. It says, "Va'achar nedarim levaker." After vows is the inspection. In other words, when the person, after a person takes a neder, then they start looking through his actions and the deeds to see, is he really as righteous or is he really not? However, the Gemara does tell us that Avagav the pasuk Rabbi Yannai, although Rabbi Yannai used that as a Pesach for his grandson's neder, but we don't go ahead and use that as a Pesach for people. And the reason is because, as the Rosh says, that truthfully is because even if a person is not going to regret the neder because of that heaven's going to look through their actions, he's still going to say that he regrets. Because no one has the audacity to say he doesn't regret, even though from heaven that they're upset at him, so to speak, and they're going to start looking through his actions. And that's actually all the reasons the Rosh says of the Gemara is going to say all these other types of psachim for neder that we don't do. And it's for that same reason, because the person's going to be embarrassed to say, yeah, I still would have made the neder. And what? And because in heaven they're going to start scrutinizing you and you're not afraid of that? So therefore the person is going to say that he does regret, but really he doesn't, and therefore he can't use that as a valid Pesach. As the Gemara continues, similarly, we don't use as a Pesach the following idea, where the Amar Rabba Babachana Amar Biyechna. He said that my Pesach le Rabbi Gamliel Ahu Saba, what was this that Rabbi Gamliel used as an opening for that elderly person to say that, had you known this, would you have made? So Rabbi Gamliel based it on the pasuk in Mishlei. He expounded for him, what's the consequence when you take a neder? And the pasuk in Mishlei says, "Yesh baita kemat karischer." There are those that, with their speech, they pierce like swords. However, the words of the wise are healing. So Rabbi Gamliel expounded the pasuk for him. What it means to say is kol baita, like from the word of shvuas bitui. Whoever takes an oath, it's fit that he should be pierced with a sword. It's a wrong thing. So yesh baita is kemat karas cheres. Ella, however, the pasuk concludes, loshen chacham emarpe. However, the words of the wise, of the sages, are healing because they can be matter your neder. They could undo your shvua. Now, so what we see from this is that since he told them that you're such a sinner for taking this oath, that you're fit to have been pierced with a sword, so you have to be concerned that maybe the person's going to say he regrets it, even though he doesn't regret it, and therefore you can't use that as a valid Pesach, because the person might just say it, but not really mean it. Similarly, we also don't use as the following incident for halacha to use as a Pesach, again, because we're afraid the person can be intimidated to say that they regret it, but really they don't. The Talmud Lina Brisa. Rav Nosson Omer, he says, Hanoider, if someone that takes a vow, is ki'ilu bana bama. It's as if he built his own private altar at a time when altars are, when a private altar is forbidden. I mean, at the time when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, or other times. Now, the Ran explains that why, what's the parallel between someone taking a neder and building a bama? It's because the thought process of the person making the neder is, he thinks he's doing a righteous thing. Because the Torah made certain prohibitions on the person. Don't do this, don't have that pleasure, you can't do this. And he thinks, you know what? I'll do the same thing. I'll also make things forbidden for me. You know, see, Hashem expects certain levels, more aesthetic, more asceticism. He says, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do the same. Now, and that is what Reb Nosson is saying, that's a mistake. Because to the contrary, it's actually like building a bama. Why? Because the Torah also tells you to bring korbanos, sacrifices to Hashem inside His temple. Now, on that, the warning in the Torah is, don't do more than what Hashem asks of you. Don't build more altars and sacrifice them outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Hiros is the same thing, because although HaKadosh Baruch Hu made things forbidden to you, when someone adds on more things forbidden to himself, which is what a neder is, that this object is forbidden for me, so he's a sinner, as the Ram brings from the Yerushalmi, that the Gemara here, that Hashem says, that the Torah says, isn't it enough what the Torah made forbidden to you, but you have to go ahead and make other things forbidden for you? That's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants you to have pleasure from the world. It's just that He knows what's the ultimate level of pleasure. He doesn't want you to compromise. But He doesn't want to make things forbidden on you, and you're going and making more things forbidden to you. And actually, the Ran says even more than this. He says, actually, the terminology of the metaphor of bum is very appropriate, because when someone takes a neder, as the classic way of hatfasa, of transferring, is that of a carbon. And what happens is that since his carbon is not appeased, it's not something that Hashem desires, as we just explained, because Hashem doesn't want more things forbidden to you. So it's like you built a bama and then you sacrifice karbanos, again with the same term of carbon, on the outside, which is not desirable by Hashem. So again, if someone makes a neder, it's like he built a bama. Now, v'hamakaimai, and someone that actually maintains it, in other words, that he doesn't go to the chacham to be shaylan, to undo this neder that he took, and rather he fulfills the neder, is kilu makrav alav karbon. It's as if he has sacrificed a carbon on the bama, and thus violated the isra of shchut echutz, of sacrificing a carbon out of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, so regarding this halacha, is obviously a very intimidating halacha. So regarding that, the Gemara explains that bereisha, regarding the first half of this braisa of Reb Nosson, where he says that if you made the neder, it's like you built a bama, so on that paschina, that you can use that as an opening. And the reason being is, since it's not such a great sin, if a person wouldn't have, really wouldn't regret, he wouldn't be embarrassed to say the truth. And the reason is because just building a bama, you didn't violate the Isra Shechut Echutz yet. You set the ground for that, the groundwork. So on that, you could still open up and say, if you knew that it would be like building a bama, would you have made the neder? You could use that as a pesach, because actually, if he didn't regret, he would say the truth. He wouldn't feel intimidated to say that, I don't regret it. However, b'seifa, the second half of that statement of the braisa, which is that, and someone that's mekayim it and is not shoyl on it, then it's like he brought a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, which is forbidden. So then we have a machlekes. Abaye Yom HaPeschin, he says you can still use that as a pesach. Whereas Rav Amalei Peschin, he says, no, you can't use it as a pesach, as the svara, the logic we've been saying until now. You have to be concerned that maybe, since it's such a stringent sin of bringing karbanos outside of where you're allowed to, then even if he doesn't regret because he's embarrassed, he's going to lie and say he does regret, and therefore you can't use it as a Pesach, because it's not really valid that this person necessarily is regretting. Now, actually, Rav Kahana masni la laha shmaita b'hadin l'shmai. It was Rav Kahana that taught this machlekes Abaye and Rava the way we just described it. But Rav Tavyumi masni hachi, he learned it actually a different way. He said the b'seifa l'peschinen. Now, everybody agrees, in the second half of the statement, you can't use it as an opening, because even Abaye would agree, someone's going to feel intimidated to say, oh yeah, I regret, because it's embarrassing to say that I would sin as bringing a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. But Bereisha, the first half of the statement is where they argue about. Abaye Yom HaPeschini says that you could open, and Rav Amalei Peschini says you can't use even that as an opening. Now, the Hilchos, the Gemara concludes, is Loi Peschini, you can't use it as an opening to be Mevatel the Neder, Loi Bereisha of Loi Beseifa, with neither part of that statement. Again, because a person is going to feel intimidated to say he regrets, because it's embarrassing to say he's not like as if he built a bama. No one wants to feel like he did that, and therefore he can't use it, because that's not really a regret of the person. It's just that he's embarrassed. Now, moreover, another type of intimidating consequence of a neder, you also can't use it again for the same reason, which is the halacha of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, even if you fulfill your neder, you're still called a wicked person. And again, no one wants to be called a Rasha, so he'll say, I regret it, but really he doesn't, so you can't use it as a Pesach. So Amar Bavo, he says, Micro, what's the Pasuk that supports the Halacha of Shmuel, and that if you fulfill your neder, even then you're still called a wicked person? So it's a Pasuk in Devarim that says, V'chisecht al-linder, that when you will refrain from taking a vow, lo'yi v'chochet, then you won't have any sin. Now, what the Pasuk is saying is that, yeah, if you refrain from vowing, then you won't have a sin. But if you don't refrain, then there is going to be a sin. Now, moreover, how do we know you're called a Rasha? This is because v'yolav chadala chadala. We learn out a comparison of the word chadala to another place. Where k'sivacha ki sechdal linder. Here it says the term sechdal, when you refrain from making a neder, v'chsev hasan is a pasuk in Eiv that says, sham, there in the grave, rishayim chadla roigis. Then the wicked will refrain from the things that they were angry over. And again, we see that chadala there is a reference to a rasha. Say also, when we see that refraining is about sin, we see that it also means regarding a rasha, you're called a rasha, even if you're mekayim the neder. But again, that's what the Gemara is saying, you can't use that as a Pesach. I'm Rabbi Yosef, he says, Afananam Tanin, we also learned a Mishnah on Daf Tesman Av that also supports this concept of Shmuel, that just by making the neder, even if you fulfill it, you're called a rasha. As the Mishnah told us, if someone says, I want to make this forbidden kenidre kesherim, like the vow that the upstanding people make, Lord Mekumi hasn't said anything. Because kesherim, righteous people, don't make nadar. But if he says, kenidre rishoim, I want to be like the vow of the wicked people, then if nadar benazar, whether he's taking a neder to be a nazar, or bekarban, or beshvul, whatever form it is, then it's going to be a valid neder. So what we see from that mission is that someone that is nadar, that takes a vow, is called a rasha, is called a wicked person. Now, a related discussion, which is the causation of taking the dar many times, where you're in a compromised state, which actually we learned in the previous daf, that's one of the forms of charata, where you say that, you know, are you still libcha alach, are you still nafsim from your mind, or were you in a disoriented, raging type of a frame that you made that neder? And that's charata. So the Gemara focuses on the primary cause of that, which is that of anger. Amar b'shmol b'nachmeini amar b'yenis, and it says, kol ha-kayis, whoever angers, kol min gehenim shalban boy, all types of gehenim rule over a person, which that is the person's afterlife. When he's done, there's either Gan Eden or Gehenim, which essentially is the same thing. It's what a person makes of himself. It's all the person's experiences in that next world. And since when he angers, it brings him to deny a Kaddish Baruch Hu, as the Gemara says in Sechta Shabbos of Kafayim Abayis, where if someone breaks things in his anger, you should look at this person as if he's worshipping idols. So essentially, it's because the person has not experienced his piece of reality, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so it's like that part of Gehenim that he's creating, which is a person makes his next world. So now it's like all his Gehenim are ruling over him because he's non-existing now. He's not experiencing his part of reality, that of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's like all of Gehenim ruling over him. So then, like it says in Pasuk in Kehelas, it says, V'hasar kas milabecha, remove anger from your heart, and then V'havirah mibsarecha, remove evil from your flesh. Now what does that mean? The anger al Gehenim. What does evil mean? It's a reference to Gehenim, which that's what all evil is. And that's what creates the person's Gehenim, is just that not being of his existence, which is that's the eternal Gehenim, of him not being him, of all his moments, not being experienced. Hashem, like it says in Pasuk in Mishlei, it says, Koil Paul Hashem, whatever Hashem made, Lemaneu, made it for his honor, which is for us to appreciate, which is what honor always is for us to be cognizant of who we could be, which is what people who we honor do for us. So everything was for that we come to, that mirrors back to us, that reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even Begam Rosh Liyemra, even the wicked person on his day of evil, that's also part of the manifestation of Hashem's covet. And we see what's the Rosh Liyemra, that's the day of his, of that, the, also the covet of Hashem, which is the manifestation of what he did, which is his Gehenim. So you see that Ra is a reference to Gehenim. So we see that removing anger will remove Gehenim from the person, which tells us that if he is angry, then that's his Gehenim ruling over him at that moment. Not only that, then even hemorrhoids rule over that person. Like it says in Pasuk in Devarim, says, V'nasna Hashem l'cha sham, that Hashem will give for you over there, leiv ragas, an angry heart, v'chilyan enayim, and eyes that are wearing out, the davar nefesh and the worry of the spirit. Now, ezehu davar, what thing is this that the punishment's going to happen when the Jewish people sin? shemechala seinayim umadeh besanefesh, that wears out the eyes and disturbs the spirit, heveleimer ela tachtonis. That's when a person has hemorrhoids where all he prays for and is longing for, that this thing just stop. And that's like the pasuk says, it's from a lev ragas, it's from an angry heart. It causes so much pain and stress to the person's body in the form of hemorrhoids. Now, related to this pasuk, the Gemara brings the following incident. Ula b'meiski la'ar di Yisrael, when Ula was going up to Eretz Yisrael, Islavu lay trained b'nei Chazoy b'ade. So he had two people from Chazoy that were going together with them. Kam chad, shachti l'chaber, one of them got up and slaughtered, killed the other one. So Amalei l'Ula, so he said to Ula, Yois avdi, did I do good? Was it an appropriate thing that I killed this other guy? So Amalei, Ula said to him, in, yes. And moreover, ufara lay beis ha-shechita, he should actually uncover the place, open up the wound even more so that he should die faster. Now, Kiyasa lekamed Rabbi Yechanan, Ula came in front of Rabbi Yechanan. Amalei, so he said to Rabbi Yechanan, dilma chas v'shal, maybe God forsake, nachziki di oivra vera, I supported those who sinned because I actually told him he did a good thing by killing the person. So Amalei Rabbi Yechanan said to him, no, nav shachi tzalta, you have to save yourself, because had you not agreed with him, he would have killed you too. Now, however, Katamir Abiyachim, what was bothering Abiyachim, what he wondered about was, Mechdi, let's see, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk that we just quoted before, Menasna Hashem Lecha, Sham Lev Ragas, Hashem will give for you over there an angry heart, anger. Now, that's the Bavel Ksiv. That's in Bavel, in exile. Now, what was bothering Abiyachim was, how did this guy that you were walking with from Mechuzah get so angry to kill his friend if you were in Eretz Yisrael? And that curse of being so angry to even murder somebody else is only in exile. So Amalei, so Ula said to him, no, Hahu Shaita, that moment that he killed the other one, as we can count on Beis, Lo Evinin Yarden, we had not yet crossed the Jordan River. And although Transjordan is also part of Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't have the full sanctity for certain halachas and kedushas and sanctity, and that's why it has the ability of having a lev ragas, even though it's not Bavel, but again, it's not Eretz Yisrael in the full sanctity and Kedusha. Moreover, on this idea of anger, Amar Rabbi Bar Rav Huna says, Kol HaKais, whoever gets angry, afila shchina in chashuv connected, and even the divine presence, he doesn't consider, he doesn't reckon with anything, he's so caught up in this emotion of anger. Shemek says a pasuk in Tehillim, says, Rasha, an evil person, kugayva apoy, which is at the height of his anger, so he says to himself, Bal Yidrish, No one's gonna look into this. And as the pasuk says, "Ein ele kim kol mizemaisa." In all his thoughts, he doesn't even stop to think about Hashem, which means to say that divine presence is not considered anything significant to him. All he is being consumed with his anger. Continuing, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Medifti Amar, he says, "Mishakech tamuda." Someone that gets angry forgets his learning, and moreover, meisav tipshus, he actually increases foolishness. It's never like it says the pasuk in Kehelis. Says ki kas bechek kesilim yunuch, because anger lays in the bosom and in the chest of foolish people. So we see that someone that gets angry is considered a fool. He forgets his learning. Now, moreover, chesed that says a pasuk in Mishlei, uchzil yifreis ivalis, that a fool manifests iniquity. We see that he increases foolishness, and not only does he become a fool, he becomes even more foolish. And yet, that's what happens when the person is consumed with anger. Rav Nachman Yitzchok, he says, it's an indicator that this person has more sins than merits. Shlemek says a pasuk in Mishlei, says ubal chema, a person of anger, rav pesha, has a multitude of sins. Related the idea, the Gemara says, the Amar Rav Ada Rav Chanina says, il malu chatu Yisrael, had the Jewish people not sinned, lo nitin lehem el chamisha chumshei Torah, they would have only gotten in the five books of the Chumash, and the Sefer Yeshua Bavad, and only the first of the Sefer Nevi'im, which is Sefer Yeshua. And the reason being is because the primacy of the rest of Nach is actually only rebuking the Jewish people for the sins that they have. And had they not sinned, they would not have needed any rebuke. So the only one that they would have had was Sefer Yeshua, because She'ercha Shal Eretz Yisrael Hu. Because in Sefer Yeshua, delineates all the cities of Eretz Yisrael and how they split up the land, and therefore, even had they not sinned, they would have needed Sefer Yeshua. Now, so the Gemara says, "My time, what's the reason?" So the Gemara says, "Because, like it says in Pasuk Kehelis, Ki b'roiv chachma rav kost, because with the multitude of wisdom means to say that there's a multitude of anger. In other words, from all the wisdom that the prophets have given us is an indicator to how much anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to us, because you have to give information to help a person. What does he need help for? Because there's something wrong that's going on. And that's what the rebuke of the Sifri Nevi'im are, that had we not sinned, we would not have needed the Sifri Nevi'im at all besides Sefer Yeshua. Now the Gemara returns to the discussion which we were discussing before, and which is the halacha from the previous daf of Hataras Nadarm. So Amar Basi says, Einis Kakam, we do not address, in contrast to Nadarm, Lelike Yisrael, when someone makes a Shvua, which is to Hata Hashem, he swears by Hashem's name, or by a Kinui, or by an equivalent term, but we don't address that. By Nadarm we do, we find Psalchem, or maybe Mecharata, but not for Shvua. Now the Ran explains that either this halacha of Rabasi does not agree to what the Gemara tells us in the Chav Ches Med Aleph, that Bishami Bisil argue regarding if there is, that you could be shoyel on the Shvu or not, and that he holds that actually Bisil does not hold that you could be shoyel on the Shvu, like he's saying we don't address. Or he says that no, even if he does hold of that Akimta and the Gemara later on, and that he holds that you're right, only Bishami holds that there's no Sha'ela Midrabanan, and that even if they permit it, it's not permitted, and Bisil holds that there is a Sha'ela, and that if the person Shvua is permitted, then the person is permitted. However, what Ravasi is saying is that we do not initially address such a person. You made a Shvua, you have to keep it, we're not going to find a Pesach for you to undo the Shvua. However, he says Chutz, there is one exception. Mikainim ishti nanisli, where although it uses the term of kainim, which generally connotes Nidarm, the Mefarshim explain, according to the interpretation of the Ran, it means a Shvua, except if a person takes a Shvua that my wife is forbidden to have pleasure from me. Why? She gonves kisi, she stole my wallet, my purse, the sheik says bini, and she hit my son. Now, it ultimately was revealed that she had not stolen it, and she had not hit the son. Now, the Ran says that this girsa that we're bringing here is, in the majority of texts, have this girsa. Now, there are those who say that it's actually an error. And the reason being is because if it's revealed that she never hit the child and never stole the money, so how does Rabbi Asi say that we don't address Shavuos besides this specific case of Kainam Ishti? That's what's called in the category of Nidrish Shkogis. It was made an error. Where the Gemara tells us on the previous daf that you don't need to even have a Sheila for a Chacham. Moreover, the Gemara tells us later on daf Chav Hei Amud Beis, that just like Nidrish Shkogis Amatarn, so too Shavuos Shkogis Amataras. So why would it be just this case? It was made in error. He thought that she did something and she didn't. So of course it wouldn't be a Shvua. So why would it be just specifically this case? However, the Ram brings that the Rashba writes that maybe you could have the Girsa that we have in our Gemara. But this that we're learning, that this specific case, that when did we learn in the Mishnah that Nidrish Shkogis, or let's say even Shvua Shkogis, does not need to have a She'ela, it's automatically permitted, and for sure not just this case, that's only where the person says that you're right, that if not for that, which was the assumption that I made, which turns out to be an error, I would never have made the Neder or the Shavua. But if the person is adamant and says, it's not true, although I said it was because of that I took the Neder or the Shavua, and turns out that's an error, I still had intention that there should be this prohibition of pleasure, then the person actually would need to be shayel on it. And here, what we're talking about in our Gemara, Rabasi says that we do address, is to my way the person is maimed on the Varv, and he says that it's not true. I wanted her to be forbidden, even if she didn't steal it, even if she didn't hit. I was just saying that, but I meant it even notwithstanding that. Now, based on that, the Ran says, according to that interpretation of the Razwi, what you have to say is, so why is specifically the case of Koinim Ishti an exception, that we do address it? It's because there's two reasons why we would be lenient. First of all, because of Shalom Bayis, because of harmony in the home, because if she can't have pleasure with him, then obviously their relation has a strain. And moreover, like we just described, because it's like Nidrish Shkogis. It's not Nidrish Shkogis, because it's not totally an error, because although he said that it's because she stole or because she hid, that's not really, he wanted her to be forbidden, notwithstanding. But since that it is like a Nidrish Shkogis in some level, because that's the words that he used, and because of Shalom Bayis, so that is an exception, but again, generally, we did not address someone that makes a Shvua. And the Gemara illustrates this halacha of Rav Asi with the following incident. Hahida asr lekameid Ravasi. There was a certain person that came in front of Ravasi. So, and she said that she had made a shvua. So Amalah, so he said to her, "B'mayna darta." What was the terminology that used to make your neder, which really is a reference to making a shvua? So she said, "B'lekei Yisrael." That's how I said the shvua. So Amalah, he said to her, "Ina darta b'mahi." Had you made this oath with mahi, shehikinu ba'alma, which that's just an equivalent term that's used to create a neder, which, as the Rush explains, we're not really talking about a neder over here, because actually mahi is a kinoi for a shvua. Now we were calling a shvua a neder, as we find as the Mishnah of Yoram and Alf said that neder b'mahi, we interchange the terms, but essentially we're talking about a shvua over here, because this is continuing on the halacha of Ravasi, which is that by a shvua we don't address. So he asked her, how did you make the shvua? So she said, be'elikei Yisrael. So he said, had you made not with using Hashem's name, you had used only an equivalent term of that of Mahi, which is a reference to the neder that Moshe Rabbeinu took, and you're saying that I want to do the same thing. So then, mizdakik nalach, then I would have addressed to undo and be mavatal your oath. And that's because, according to this girsa in the Gemara, is that Ravasi actually holds that a general shvua we do address to be mavatlet. But now that you didn't do it just with a kinoi, you actually made the oath, and you mentioned Hashem's name, which is a more severe type of a shvua, then loy mister kiknulach, I can't address your shvua, because when you're nishba belikei Yisrael, which that this explains Rabasi's original halacha of ein iskaken lelikei Yisrael, doesn't mean just any shvua. It means when you make a shvua in Hashem's name, that is very severe, and therefore we don't address it. Now, there are some that have a girsa that was in a darti b'mahi. He told her that even if you made the neder with mahi, that loy mizakik nalach, I will not address it, because mahi is a kinoi for a shvua, as we learned in the first parak. And Ravasi holds, as we had originally explained his halacha, that we liketchil do not address any shvua. So what he then told her was, so and you use belikei Yisrael and mizakik nalach, and I should address that? For sure not. Because if we don't address any shvua, for sure we don't address a shvua that's used by Lekei Yisrael. Another story the Gemara brings, Rav Kahana Ikhla Be'er Rav Yosef. Came to the house of Rav Yosef. So Amalei, so Rav Yosef said to Rav Kahana, Lita Mar Midi, please taste something. Amalei, Loi, said no. And actually, Mari Kula, by the master of the world, Loi Tim Nalei, I'm not going to taste it. So Amalei, Rav Yosef said to him, Loi, no. Mari Kula, the master of the world, Loi Tim Islei, you're not going to taste it. So the Gemara wonders, what's going on over here? Hanichel Rav Kahana, we understand what Rav Kahana was saying. The Amar Loi Marik Kula, he said, no, master of the world. He was, because he didn't want Rav Yosef to force him to eat. So he said, no, I swear by the master of the world, I'm not going to taste from your food. Elo Rav Yosef, Amay Amar Loi Marik Kula. What did Rav Yosef say this, that no, master of the world, you're not going to taste it? Because the Gemara's assumption is Rav Yosef made his own shvua on Rav Kahana, that you swear you're not going to eat? No, I'm going to take a shvua that you're not going to eat. What's the point? He already swore he can't eat anyway. So that the Gemara says, no, hache hu dekamalei. This is what Rav Yosef was telling him. Loi, no. Mare kula hu dekamret? What is it? You said you took a shvua by master of the world that you're not going to eat it? Ho, oh, so it's not because of your shvua that you're not going to be able to eat now. Rather, hilkech leitim islei. Now, that's why you're not going to be able to taste. And the reason being is because now, even if you want to permit your neder, you cannot permit it to be able to eat. Because of the halach of ein iskaken lei, once a person takes a shvua, and especially if you do it marikala, which is by lelikei Yisrael, we don't address that, and therefore now you're not going to be able to eat the food, for sure not. Now the Gemara says, Amrav Nachman, the hilchas halacha is, paischim b'charata, although we had this discussion in the previous daf, can we use charata or not? So here the Rava paskins that we can open up to undo whether a neder or a shvua with regret. And v'niskaken, we also initially address, even lelikei Yisrael, even if the shvua is made using Hashem's name for the God of the Jewish people, which the Ran explains, and it doesn't make a difference even if the person's holding an object, like a sefer Torah, when he's making the shvua, and we'll still address it. And the reason being is because the stringency of holding an object is only regards to the halach of shvuas hadayanim, where they try to intimidate the person, oh, you have a sefer Torah, but actually the primary shvua, its severity, is actually with the person's words, with using either Hashem's name or an equivalent term. And therefore, since Rabbi said that we address it even if a person uses L'kei Yisrael, we're always going to address it, and we could open it even with a harata. Now, related discussion, the Gemara says, Mishtabech le Rava le Rav Nachman Rav Sechera. Rava was praising to Rav Nachman about how great Rav Sechera was. The Adam Gadol, that is a great person. So Amalei, Rav Nachman said to Rava, when Rav Sechera comes to you, I want to see this great person, bring him to me. And so Havalei Nidra Lamisha, Rav Sechera, it happened, had a neder that he had to undo. He wanted to find a hatara for his neder. So Asla came to Rav Nachman, he came in front of Rav Nachman. So Amalei, Rav Nachman was trying to find the Pesach fin, trying to find an unforeseen consequence that had you known you would not have made it, and then he could permit him his neder. So Amalei said to him, Nedarta daita dahachi, when you made the neder, did you foresee that? Did you have that in mind? Because if you didn't, and now you see that this is a consequence you don't like, then it would be permitted. So Amalei, and he says, actually, I had that in mind. I foresaw that, and I still took the neder. So that's not a good Pesach. He says, Adaita dahachi, did you have this in mind? He says, in, yes. And this happened, many times where he said, how about that? And everything he said, yeah, I thought of that already, and therefore I can't use it as a Pesach that I would, had I known that I would have never made it. Sikhman Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman was very bothered by this. So Amalei said to him, look, Zilakelech, go to your porch. In other words, he was telling him, go home, because I have nothing to do for you. So Rav Schar went out, Upasach Pischel Nafshe, and he went and made a Pesach himself for the neder. Now, as the Ron explains, not that Rav Schar actually permitted his own neder, because as the Gemara tells us, the drush of the Pesach is Lo Yachal Devarai, is that a person himself cannot undo it. It's only others could find a Pesach for his neder, even if the person himself is a Chacham. It just means to say that he found a Pesach that now he can go to a Chacham to permit it for him, because now he realized an unforeseen consequence from the neder that he made. Because as the Mishnah tells him, this office, Rebbe says, Izuhi derech yishar sheyev le'adam. What is the straight, appropriate path that a person should pick for himself? And so it's kol shi teferes lahisel. It's whatever is harmonious for the one who does it. In other words, that it, on its own standing, is a praiseworthy thing. And that is, even for the person that does it, he becomes teferes. And v'teferes lemon adam. But it should also be praiseworthy and harmonious from people, that people should praise him for what he's doing. Now, v'hashad the ikbe Rav Nachman. Now that he saw Rav Nachman was upset because of the neder that he made, because it got him all frustrated, so daita d'achel en adri. I didn't have that in mind that my neder should cause such a thing to make my thing that I did not a derech yeshara, because it's not teferes lemon adam anymore, because it's causing somebody else to get angry. Now the Ran says that that's not considered noilid, where the Gemara tells us elsewhere that that would not be a Pesach, because that's not intrinsic and inherent in the neder itself. It's just something that actually happened at a later point in time. And now that's something that you don't like, but it's not something that you could have known beforehand, because actually here it is normal for a great person like Rav Nachman to get upset for someone to have made such a strong neder that he had everything in mind and everything, all his tricks in his bag, can't be used. Did you have that in mind? And it's frustrating for a great person, and therefore it makes sense that had he known that he's taking such an airtight neder, that there won't be a Pesach, that a Talmud Chacham will get upset, and therefore, had he thought about that, he would never have made the neder, and that's why v'shar l'nafshe. Therefore, he permitted for himself, he went to someone else, and said that's definitely a valid Pesach for the neder. Similarly, the Gemara brings Reb Shimon Berebi, Havalei Nidra l'mishra. He also had a neder that he wanted to permit. So Asla Kamei Rabban, he came in front of the rabbis. So Amrle, they said to him, Nadra daiti d'achi, they were trying to find the Pesach for him. Did you make the neder with that understanding? So Amma'in, he says, yes. Adaita d'achi, did you have that in mind? In, yes. And this happened, commas, and it happened many times. And as we can share on top of Gimlam and Aleph, v'havei mitztari rabban, the rabbis were perturbed, they were disturbed. They, this is what they do, and they couldn't find the way out. So they went mishimsha latula, or mitula shimsha, they went from the sun to the shade, from the shade to the sun, and because of their great worry and distress, they didn't know how to find an opening for his charata. So Amalei Batnes Berei de Abishal ben Batnes. So Batnes, the son of Abishal, who was the son of Batnes, asked him, Mina darta daiti de mitzdari abanon, mitula shimsha mishimsha latula. When you made the neder, did you have that in mind? Did you foresee that you're going to cause so much pain to the rabbis that they're going to have to go back and forth and be disturbed with this? And as the Ran explains, this is also not noilid, because that's very normal, and that's a common that could happen to the rabbis, that they'll be trying to figure it out because that's what they do for a living. So Amar, he said, no. And therefore, Vishayu, he permitted him, because that is a valid Pesach, an unforeseen consequence, had you known about that, which it's not something that happened at a later point in time, it's shchich for that to happen, had you known you would never have made it, that's a Pesach for the neder.